Welcome back to WGN Radio. This is a download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the NFL draft, which takes place here in Chicago. Can't wait. That first round night is going to be amazing. We're going to cover the draft with a broadcast featuring WGN Sports' Adam Hoge, OB, many others. The Bears are rumored to be interested in secondary help. Too bad it's not an all-time draft, because one man who could help this year's team instantly is former Bears safety Doug Plank. Plank epitomizes Chicago Bear football. Good old number 46 was a beast. Plank was drafted by the Bears in 1975, and he spent his entire playing career with the team. Plank instantly made an impact, leading the team in tackles his rookie season. To say he was aggressive was an understatement. Plank is best known for his cage-rattling, bone-chilling hits he put on receivers as they came across the middle. He was so well-liked by the Bears coaching staff that Buddy Ryan named his famous defense after him, calling it the 46. Plank retired after 8 seasons, missing out on an 85 Bears run. Since then, he's been a football coach and a businessman. He currently lives in Arizona, and he is my guest tonight on The Download. Doug Plank, welcome to the show.
Justin, it is great to be here.
This time of year, I mean, here comes the draft. Does it bring back good memories of 1975?
You know, it was so unbelievable. The fact that when I was at Ohio State, I really ended up being a backup. My first year of eligibility there, I ended up tearing up my right knee, which required surgery, and it really put me behind all the other players that I played with for 4 years. So there was a time in my senior year where I'm playing behind an All-American safety by the name of Tim Fox, who had played 12 years in the National Football League, mm-hmm. and he got injured early in the game, and I got a chance to play against Northwestern in Evanston. And 2 Chicago Bears scouts came to the game that day, not realizing it, you know, that I had the opportunity of a lifetime. And I had a great day. I had 2 interceptions, recovered 2 fumbles. I made all the kickoff tackles on special teams. Then a couple weeks go by, I'm back on the bench again. So I'm thinking, that's my career. It's over and done with. But fortunately, someone came and saw me, and I get drafted in the 12th round by the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
So it was really a miracle.
Coming to Chicago, what did you know of the Chicago Bears, especially at that time in 1975? What was your feelings about joining the Bears?
You know, having grown up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a very blue-collar area, and I always loved watching the Chicago Bears. Dick Butkus, just toughness. You know, I love the uniforms. And any time the Chicago Bears were on, I mean, especially when Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus were there, they probably had the 2 best players in the league on offense and defense. And I just always, always admired the way the team played, because I really felt, even as a youngster, you know, starting to play when I was 8 years old, that was kind of like the football that I liked watching. And, you know, to get the opportunity to eventually come from Ohio State, get drafted by the Chicago Bears, was really just a miracle.
Doug, for you, I mean, you led the season, led the team in tackles your rookie season. But more than that, you brought that toughness to the team. I mean, you'll be known in Chicago as just a thumper. You know, like, you're the safeties that most fans want to see. What about that? I mean, was that something that you knew you were going to be? I mean, did you sort of play into the mystique of the Chicago Bears and Dick Butkus? What was it about you being that kind of safety?
When I finally got here and, you know, I came to the Chicago Bears facility and met Mr. Hallis and all the Chicago Bears, all that sort of thing. And I started to realize, wow, there is so much tradition and history here in Chicago. But I looked at the safety position, and the only player that really I even remotely knew of before that was Richie Pettibone, mm-hmm. who was a great big play guy, interceptor. But I kept thinking, why can't I turn that into like Dick Butkus? And yes, I'm going to be a smaller version, but why can't we bring pain from the safety position and bring that same attitude and, you know, same reputation? And believe me, Chicago Bears have a reputation. I mean, I've coached the National Football League with the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Jets. People respect the tradition of history and defense in Chicago. So I really felt like when I had the opportunity to get here, I don't care what I did, I had to put myself in the behavior of being a Chicago Bear. Having the opportunity to play special teams on kickoffs, I really would line up at 10 to 12 yards every single defensive play and just treat it like it was a kickoff.
Wow. Well, I mean, what does it mean to you? I mean, saying all that, knowing the tradition, what does it mean to you to be recognized here in Chicago as one of those ambassadors? I mean, Doug Plank, we know you to be a defensive football player for the Chicago Bears. What does that make you feel, after your playing career is over?
Justin, it's really pride because there's been so many people that have come through there and the reputation of the organization. And really, just even to be considered, it was such an honor to, again, play and start. It was an amazing thing because, as I said, my time in Ohio State, I was always backing up someone. So to get to Chicago and finally get an opportunity, I didn't have any baggage in front of me. I had never been injured there, so I was coming in as just a rookie from Ohio State. And what can you do? And fortunately, I had a really tough coach, Jack Pardee, who really loved tough guys and tackling and all those sort of things. And so he put me in a position and allowed me to, start for the Chicago Bears that first season. And really, I was really learning on the job. I had never played free safety before, although I told the coaches at the time I did. And when you come in as the National Football League, hey, listen, you got to stretch the truth sometimes. You got to make believe and put yourself in a position like, hey, this is going to be my last week, my last game, and I am going to give everything I've got. And I always tried to pride myself on when you watched me, whether it was the first quarter or the fourth quarter, you couldn't tell any difference.
Yeah.
Whether we were winning or losing, I was going to do everything I could to hit the receivers, the running backs, and sometimes even linemen.
For you, you played such a physical game. Your style of play was so intense. You only played 8 seasons, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that, your body just couldn't handle it. And you actually left the Bears right before, the Bears turned into the legends, the 85 Bears, the 84 Bears, things like that. Talk about that for you, because, a lot of what was happening around you in your final years were the building blocks for that dynasty. What was it like to be a part of that and to not be a part of it?
I really felt like, even though I wasn't on the 85 Super Bowl team, it's ironic, Justin, how many times I talk to people, Bear fans, that still think I was on that team. They think I was on the Super Bowl team. Sometimes, not to try to embarrass them, I don't even say anything, because if it's somebody I'm never going to see again, really there's no reason in bringing it up. But the fact is, the 46 defense, which Buddy Ryan created while I was there, and he named all these different blitzes and defenses after the people that were involved in it. And since I was a central player on this defense, I played right in the middle. Like, I was the Dick Butkus of the original 46 defense. And he called everybody by number. And someone could say, well, how did this happen? Well, Buddy never had X's and O's on the board. He always put numbers up there. And he referred to you either as a number or a nickname in meetings. And sometimes those nicknames weren't very complimentary. So I was very happy that he used to call me 46 all the time. And so even though I'll never forget the last day that I was there, Justin, walking out, I had just been let go. I had failed a physical. And he said, Doug, you've had a hell of a career here with the Chicago Bears. He goes, but I want to tell you something. Your career and your reputation is even going to get better with you walking out this door. He said, because the 46 defense, it's not done. It's going to keep going. And again, that was in 1983 at that time. And, Buddy felt so confident that, this was going to happen and the team was in the right direction. And obviously it did.
Playing 8 seasons, failing the physical on the way out. Obviously you played a very physical game. We've seen so much about football in the last 10 years where people are starting to question, how the techniques, question, the medicine or the way that players were treated. Talk about your relationship with the game now that all this is coming out with head injuries and concussions and the like.
Let me just say, I'm still a very, very big supporter of the National Football League. My life would be so different if I never came and played for the Chicago Bears, if it just had ended in college. I was in Chicago last week, Justin, and I was walking down Wacker, and twice, even on Michigan Avenue once, I was down there seeing several people that I was visiting downtown, and two people stopped me in recognizing me. Hmm. come on, it's been 30 years since I played for Chicago Bears. it blew me away. The ability to be associated with the National Football League and the Chicago Bears, it completely changed my life. Buddy Ryan became the head coach here in Arizona with the Cardinals. And when I went down there just to congratulate him, because he was now the general manager and head coach, I was offered a radio position. I mean, I was down there like 5 minutes. And they go, Doug, can you do our pregame and postgame show? I said, I think I can do that. So all of a sudden, now I'm a broadcaster. I have taken no courses. I have no qualifications other than just the fact that I was a player. And that started me down a broadcasting road.
Doug, do you worry about the way you play, the style of football that you play? Do you worry about life after football? Are you concerned about some of the things you see in the news with concussions and CTE?
Well, I think, you know, anybody should be concerned. I mean, like when I played, there was really no information out there to really be concerned about. Concussions were just mild inconveniences. It was such that I used to put, you know, like aspirin in my pants, even during the course of the game, smelling salts, so that I just looked at a concussion as a minor distraction. And, you know, but I think we all have a responsibility. I mean, I have sustained some damage, obviously, from my body. I've had both shoulders replaced with titanium. And, you know, I've had one knee replaced and the other one needs replaced here soon. So I know I've suffered contact and collisions and all those sort of things. But I think we also have to have responsibility as individuals. You know, we live an entire life, and all the things that we do in that life matter. And I think so that after my career was done, I did everything I could. I became engaged in running a business, operating several businesses immediately. It really kept me engaged, yeah, you know, mentally and physically in things that I had to do. So I think the important thing is for players, you know, to stay involved, stay active. Don't become, after your career is over with, you know, too many players, I think, really just turn into a retirement state, and they just allow themselves to just not be engaged on a day-in, day-out basis. And I think it has a deteriorating effect if you continue to do that for too many years.
Let me ask you the last question just about, you know, if you knew what you knew now about concussions, about your body, your shoulders, your knees, all those kind of things, would you have played the game differently?
Here's the problem that I had is Doug Plank. I'm 5'11 and three quarters. I weigh 200 pounds, and I go out there on the field. I don't really see a lot of other people that are my size that have the same dynamics, the same variables that I have. You know, I wasn't the fastest guy. I tried to be the strongest. I spent a tremendous amount of time in the weight room. But I had to take myself, Justin, and make myself somebody that wasn't me, mm-hmm. You know, not just physically. I mean, I did a lot of weight training, and I loved the weight coaches Chicago Bears had. Really became, you know, involved almost on a day-in, day-out basis. But weights helped me do my job better, and it helped me recover quicker, you know, after sustaining injuries. But here's the thing where I felt like I had to differentiate myself. I had to take my mental capacities and really put myself in a position where I was just suppressing my survival instinct. And what's that mean? That means you can go run at something full speed and you have no fear. You have trained yourself week after week, game after game, that you are going to run through the target that you're aiming at. And I was very successful at doing that, never slowing down, just continuing to run through that. Am I concerned about it? You know, I'm 63 years old now, and I think that if, thank God, I'm not in a situation where I'm experiencing some of the same problems that other NFL players are. We're all different. We're all built differently. I know from talking to doctors that installed my artificial knees that they said that my bone density was incredible, that I had bone density like nobody they'd ever seen. And I think maybe that made my hard head maybe help create a sphere for me that allowed me to go out there and just do this game after game, play after play, and just never, ever stop.
Wow. Number 46, Doug Plank, one of Chicago's defensive greats, safety, played for the Bears for 8 seasons from 1975 to 1983. He's my guest tonight on The Download. Doug, great talking to you, and I hope we can talk again.
No, I really, really enjoyed it. And like I said, my job now is to just hopefully just try to touch one kid out there and make a difference. You know, just encourage him. Don't stop. Don't be distracted by somebody telling you you can't do it, because I'm a perfect example of a player that just kept going until I was successful.